Yes?
And what those babil did to the elephant, and how the gnat devoured the skull.
Means what? Why did he count all of that? Let me read with my bad English here. In its experience, my object is the mystery. In composing it, my object is your voice. Again, here you will see that. Let me tell you, what is this story of the Od and Samud? There were this group of people, the nasty fellow, and God kicked them with the wind. Means what? I don't mean that historically sometimes it happened. Remember, I'm talking about you. All those magics we talk about in these stories we make is for you to understand. What is it? Over there you will see that everything is a tool for God. Everything is his army. When Pharaoh does something bad, suddenly a mist will rise from the Nile and will go in all the paths and will kill the firstborn sons. Means what? Means that, listen, you think you're organized and you're in control and you know what you're doing. And you're looking outside, what do you see? You're a silly one. You analysis. So you see the different stuff. You don't understand, there is no different stuff. All this stuff you're looking at, they are working together. In this existence, nothing is just like that. Everything is created and everything is related to the rest of the existence. That's how it works. But for you, you just take this branch, make that analysis, this part, me, ma. That's the nonsense. Here, as I say, all those stories is made for you to understand that all the particles in the earth and in the sky, these are the army of Haq. Means, pay attention to all of it, not the only little part that you think is related to you. Yes?
And how a David hurled with his hand a stone, which became 600 pieces and shattered an army. Stones rained upon the enemies of Lot, so that they were submerged in the black water. If I relate the help given rationally to the prophets by the inanimate things of the world, the Masnavi will become of such extent that if 40 camels carry it, they will be unable to bear the full load.
Means what? Means that these stories we made, we have made all of it, because for every example we studied and made something. And if I want to talk about it all, you need 40 camels to carry this book. This is a good exaggeration. And all that for what? Why? The hand will give testimony against infidel. Ever heard of that? How come? Because everybody knows in the judgment day, you stand up to say, I'm innocent. Your hand will be gone and say, no, I was the thief. Your mouth will come out and say, no, I was a bad guy, I cheated, I talked like... All your particles will be against you. Why? Because that's the end of the day, there is no ego. That's the judgment day. Do you remember that judgment day?
Now.
That judgment day for us is now. Now I'm talking to you, remember, even your hand will testimony against you. Will it? Haven't you noticed when somebody, a cheater, is trying to cheat you, His eyes is saying everyone, is shouting that I'm a cheater. His hand, you should be clever, notice if you know a little bit psychology. All the people they take to the police station, first of all from another room, one side mirror glass, they look at him to see how is he sitting. Because that says a lot. This is something that Rumi wants you to understand, that listen, this ego that I do it, I do that, is silly, because even these parts are not mine. Rumi didn't know it, but now you know it, that this hand could be caught and attached to another fellow. So this is me? Where is me? This is what all this is about. Yes?
The hand will give testimony against the infidel, will become an army of God, and will submit. O you that in your actions have studied to oppose God, you are in the midst of his army. Be afraid.
It's talking about you, right? It's you, this fellow. He said, you are a fellow that with your action, you're teaching bad, negative stuff. When your action is no good, actually you're teaching it to the other people. Because if a baby is looking at you and will see you are doing something wrong, the baby will believe that it's right and will do it. So here, remember, in your action, you are teaching opposite of hap. And you don't know where you're standing, because you are standing between all his army. All the particles are of you even are not your friend when you're doing it. Yes?
Every part of you is an army of God in accord. They are obedient to you now, not sincerely. If he say to the eye, squeeze him, Ayek will wreak upon you 100 vengeances. And if he
means
say...
Means what? Means that you think that you are in control of your body. But pay attention, you are not. You are in control of your eyes. Okay, when your eyes start to have pain, then what? You decide to change it? Or that pain will make you miserable? Because this ownership that we... This is the illusion we have. I think that this is me and this is mine. I should understand, first of all, this is not me. This is the car I'm driving. This is the body I'm occupying. This is the animal. Right? So, this is not me. When I'm looking at the other people, what do I see? Huh? Again, over there is the same. Because what you see is not what there is. We have different dimensions. We have an animal dimension, a human dimension, and you could be knowledgeable and all that. Here, I'm talking about the particles of you. And remember, yes, apparently you are in control, but each of them could kill you. So your control is not absolute. Yes?
And if he say to the teeth, plague, then you will suffer chastisement from your teeth. Open the book of medicine and read the chapter on diseases, that you may see what is done by the army of the body.
Suddenly he became very advanced in technology. They go over there, the books of the medical books, read it, then you will understand. Because over there they have one book, which is Babul Ilal, means the chapter of the reasons of the sickness. He said, go and look at those reasons. Then you will see that the body has an army Why? Yes?
Since he is the soul of the soul of everything, how is it a light matter to be hostile to the soul of the soul? Let alone the army of demons and genies who, from the core of their hearts, cleave the ranks for me.
So the problem is, my enemies are not one, two, three, or four. It's an army. Even my thought is an army. Because each one of them could ruin my life or take me to heaven. This is how it is. Yes?
First, O Belkis, relinquish your kingdom. When you gain me, all the kingdom is thine. When you have come to me, you yourself will know that without me, you were a picture in the bathhouse.
Means? No, you cannot say it. No. In traditional historic architecture of Iran, they have something very special. We hear, we're talking about that special. That special stuff is bathroom. Bathing is not as easy as it is for you every single moment you go and take the shower. Over there, the shower should the water should be heated with the difficulties and blah 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 blah. Then they have this moment. Normally, if it's not in the city, only 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening is open. And everybody will go there to wash and all that. But that's the cleanest place in their imagination. And they do the best they can over there because when they come out of the bathroom, they feel that they are really clean, maybe spiritually clean. And it's not go and take a shower and come back. They come over there, they do a lot of stuff. They spend half a day at least to do all the nonsense and come out. Okay. While sitting there, one of the tradition is that within the pillars there is always the picture of a human being, a man. Women are problematic. There are these pictures, okay? And these pictures are not easy to make because it's a human place, and the only way that that will remain is to have it in the defined ceramic kind of colors and things like that. They have it, okay? The point is, in the Rumi's time, they always use this, and they would say, look at this fellow, and look at that picture. That picture looks like him, but that's not a human being, it's just a picture. He is a human being. So the pictures in the bath are fake, or not. They look like humans, but they are not humans. This is what he wants to say here. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Even if the picture be the picture of a sultan or a rich man, it is a form. It has no savor of its own spirit. Its beauty is for others. Its eyes and mouth are open in vain.
Its beauty, no, it's not beauty, it's zinat. It means all the added jewelry and decoration that is around it is for you. It's not for itself. If that picture has a lot of golden medallion around his neck, there is no gold over there, there is no medallion. We made this for you. Looking at that, to imagine that wealth. That's how it is. Yes?
O you who have devoted yourself in strife, you have not known others from yourself. You stop at every form that you come to, saying, I am this. By God, you are not that.
Means what? This is something that Rumi will repeat from now on, several times in diff-